cause, and I actually encourage it because skateboarding is very near and dear to me. I would like to continue doing this in the city safely and legally, and I'd like to encourage other skateboarders to do the same.
And if we could come up with an agreement, it'll make Christmas this year a lot better at my house as well. So I would actually appreciate that. You may have heard I have a skater in my family. So Commander Day, would you like to add?
I just wanted to voice, first of all, my appreciation for your willingness to support an extension here and really opportunity to kind of launch the good work that has been done. The police bureau is very much committed to the concerns of the neighborhood up there and Arlington Heights and the community and the safety. You know, I see us as we're concerned about the safety of the skaters and the community, and I think that's generally the consensus here. And the impact it has, not, you know, from a quote-unquote inconvenience standpoint, but really from a true personal impact it can either have on an individual who may be involved in a collision or, you know, the dramatic, serious critical injury to a skater himself. So, yeah, I'm very committed over the next couple of months to using the Traffic Division as well as the Resource Central Precinct, have a uniform presence up there. We'll strategize both with the skating community and with the neighborhood community about ways we can try and have a presence up there. As we've talked, it's a little bit like trying to catch smoke in terms of making sure we're there at the same time that the skaters are there, but we will work closely with our community people to make sure that we're effective in our use of resources up there and deploying them at the proper times and things like that.
Thank you, Commander. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Eric, would you want to comment at all about it?
Well, I think that the neighborhood is willing to hear what the skaters have to offer, and we're looking forward to stepped-up enforcement. We're certainly willing to sit down and continue talking about how to solve this problem and how to prevent a tragedy from occurring.
Great. Thank you. Thank you each for your cooperation. I appreciate it. And thanks, Billy, for the meeting yesterday. It was very productive.
Thank you.
Thank you. So with that, Mayor Adams, we do have public testimony. I would, in light of what you've just heard, ask that, you know, if you hear somebody testify and say what you're going to say, maybe not repeating it, or if you think maybe you even want to defer testifying until maybe September to see how this process unfolds, we might encourage that as well.
All right, we have 35 people signed but testify. You can return to your seats.
To clarify, there'll be another first hearing in September where people can testify.
I think that that's probably, although that's not usually what we do, I think that's appropriate given the process that we're undertaking to have people testify again. If need be, we may not need that.
Thank you.
All right, so 2 minutes each. We have found what can be said effectively in 3 minutes can be said even more effectively in 2 minutes. So, Carla, we call in the order receipt, in the order that folks signed up. Local law requires you to disclose if you are here authorized to lobby on behalf of a business, a nonprofit, an organization. Otherwise, we just need your first and last name. We don't want your address, just your first and last name.
Mayor, Carla? I noticed that we have young people here. Would it be possible to move them up if they wish to testify, the very young people?
Summer.
How young? Oh, yes. Are you testifying? Those two are? Okay. Why don't you come on up? Is there anyone else under the age of? How old is he or she? Anyone under the age of 5? Right. He counts. Come on up. Hi, welcome. How are you? You're 2?
He's 3.
You're 3.
Miles.
We're really glad you're here. Can you get closer to that red microphone? Oh, you don't want to? Yeah. All right.
I scared it.
Commissioner Leonard has that effect on children. Sometimes he scares me.
Thank you for being here anyway. We appreciate you being here.
Can you please call the first four?
Yes, Linda Setchfield, Lillian Karabake, Mark Mosden, and Joshua Dahlman. Please come on up. And they will all be followed by Catherine Godell, Matt Hennessy, Megan Keneally, and Sarah Loveland.
Hi, welcome. Would you like to begin? Go ahead.
Oh, me? All right. I'm Lillian Carabake. I'm not a skateboarder or a scooterer or a rollerblader, but I missed work this morning to come out and voice my concern about this very worrisome proposal. Why am I concerned? Because an enforcement solution is not the best solution for safety. It's the lazy one. Criminalizing recreational and transportation activity on a neighborhood public roadway is not a solution. Targeted education is. I hope that we can work out a targeted education campaign in order to resolve the problem of dangerous skateboarding. I previously worked for the city's Safe Routes to School program, encouraging kids to walk, bike, skateboard, scooter, rollerblade, and roller skate to school. What message would it give these kids if I had to tell them it's illegal for them to skateboard, scooter, roller skate, or rollerblade to school simply based on the neighborhood where they live? These neighborhoods in Southwest Portland already have enough barriers to lower car use, and if we ban skateboards in these neighborhoods, can we really expect to meet the city's goal of lowered automobile use? This ordinance does more harm to our efforts than good. In order to crack down on behavior that is already clearly illegal, this ordinance legislates the activities of all responsible skateboard, scooter, and roller skate users. This includes neighborhood kids on sidewalks, undoing years of work that the city has done to promote them as safe and healthy activities. Many city resources and volunteer time has already gone into an education-based solution to safety on these roadways. By banning skateboarding outright, this ordinance negates the good work of the Arlington Heights Skateboard Committee. For a year, concerned volunteers, police bureau staffers, parks bureau staffers, and the Bureau of Transportation have worked on a safety campaign focused on dangerous skateboarding in Arlington. This ordinance has put that campaign on hold. Enforcement has worked so far on these issues, so why would it now? An education-based solution is the best hope for improving safety of all road users. Commissioners, please oppose this ordinance today, or hopefully postpone until September, and support Commander Krebs Works Group to craft a more precise and effective solution to this serious problem. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Honorable Mayor, Commissioners, and fellow citizens, I'm a commercial airline pilot. I live up in the neighborhood. I just got back from Hong Kong, and I haven't slept in like 30 or 40 hours, so I hope I make any sense here. But it seems like there's two broad different areas here, the primary one being public safety, which we're hearing from a number of people about. I want to address the other side of it, which is the use of the public roads for, I think, the reason they're intended, which is transportation. In my job, it's a 24/7 operation. I get called out. I have to get to the airport in a certain amount of time. I don't think my company's customers in Luxembourg or Hong Kong or Paris or anywhere else really care why one of our pilots is unable to get to the airport to move a 767 across the planet. And I can't imagine they'd want to know as a bunch of skateboarders basically held me hostage, you know, banging on my car, yelling at me, telling me I'm not allowed to drive on the road, that they're having a zoo bomb event, et cetera. It was beyond rude. It was also intimidating. I felt physically threatened, and it was quite an experience. Unfortunately, it's happened 3 or 4 times now, to the point that I don't understand why I'm, paying taxes and living up in this neighborhood that I thought was going to be a great spot for me. We just moved here a couple years ago. I wasn't aware of the skateboarding thing when I moved up there. It's a real concern for the use of the city streets. For the commercial and business people that have to get to work every day. Sorry, I'm too tired to go on, but hopefully you get my point.
Just give us your name, please.
Mark Mosden.
Thank you.
Hi, welcome.
Good morning. My name is Linda Satchfield, and while I don't live in this particular neighborhood, I spend a great deal of time at 248 Southwest Kingston, which by its geographical location is a focal point of this issue. But I'm here today because I'm old enough to be very, very worried about the health and the safety of some of our younger folks whom I believe are making some unwise choices. I believe there is a death waiting to happen at the intersection of Southwest Fairview and Kingston as skateboarders come down Fairview, careen down it, fail to stop at the stop sign, and then turn north at the corner onto Kingston. It's a nightmare, and I only have time to mention 2 incidents, both of which have been already pointed out. On May 6th of this year, a skateboarder slammed through the rear windshield of a car, again parked at the curb of 248 while its owner was visiting the Rose Garden. The skateboarder had severe enough head and facial lacerations that medical assistance was called, and both the fire department and medical transportation arrived. On October 29th, 2010, it was my car, parked again at 248 Southwest Kingston, that had its rear windshield smashed. The skateboarder, to my knowledge, only injured his arm, for which I was very thankful. But the cost of the repairs was $3,210, and that didn't include the fire department costs, the ambulance costs, or the emergency room costs. The skateboarder blamed me for having parked my car at that particular spot. Vehicles can be repaired. Central nervous system injuries and, of course, deaths have other endings. I don't believe that you need to wait to make a good decision here. I don't believe you need to study cost and benefit analyses here to make a wise decision. I believe that you have to be the adult in the room and make the right decision. This decision is about helping to ensure as much as possible the well-being of our younger community. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Hi, welcome.
Hi, my name is Joshua Dahlman. I'm a Portland resident for 13 years. I'm an IT professional. I've been riding the hills for the last five. I wanted to show this as an exhibit. This is called a dirt surfer. What's in the back here is a disc brake. This is the exact same brake that you see on motorcycles. I've skated with a dozen of the people in this very room on my dirt surfer, them riding their longboards. And I can tell you that with my motorcycle brake, the longboarders in this room were stopping and slowing at a rate that was exactly as controlled as on my device here. And in fact, at times for the excellent longboarders, they can stop even faster and with even more control than the disc brake on my dirt surfer, which again is the same brake on a motorcycle. What I'm telling you is that these longboarders are braking and slowing and riding in a controlled way that's exactly the same as a motorcycle. Right, motorcycles are legal and can go even faster than skateboards. So I don't understand why we're picking on longboards as the thing to ban here. Furthermore, I wanted to point out that in the YouTube videos that were shown, when skaters are making such a video to show to millions of people online or so forth, of course you're going to try to do some over-the-top risky things as stunts in the video. That's absolutely not representative of the daily skating that I see up on the hill. Lastly, Malibu has banned skating or whatever on certain hills. Portland is not Malibu.
All right, thank you for your... Mm-hmm. And don't scratch the furniture. next four. Interesting bike.
For Catherine Goodell, Matt Hennessy, Megan Keneally, and Sarah Loveland.
Hi, and welcome.
They'll be followed by Ryan O'Brien, Robin McGurk, Corey Poole, and Carl Larson.
Go ahead.
My name is Sarah Loveland, and I am representing Daddy's Board Shop, which is a skateboard and longboard shop that has been based in Portland for over 17 years. We're also currently the largest longboard retailer in the whole world. So I see why, Portland is the epicenter to longboarding. It has a very strong and vibrant community. And I think that Billy has worked really hard on developing a safety program, even though at the same time continuing to skate, which people have found at odds. But I'm not going to convince you of the safety or the enforceability of the ban, but rather as a member of the business community to dedicate a much higher level of our resources to education within our store. Many days we can have upwards of 100 skaters come through that door, and almost every single one of them is a longboarder. So I think that all I can do is pledge to represent an official face to merchandising safety and following the rules and the code of responsible riding within the store, merchandise it as a product with not only signage, but really an upfront approach to the parents and the kids and the kids that come in without their parents to represent safety within the community. So I think that that's probably the most powerful thing we can do as a business in Portland.
Thank you. Hi, welcome.
Hi, I'm Megan Keneally. I'm a resident in Arlington Heights. I'm a mom of two, almost three boys, and I'm a pediatrician at the Children's Hospital. So I do not think skateboarding is a crime. I have two little boys that love to skateboard. We take our seven-year-old to a skate park. He does skate camps. They love to skate and scoot. But I'm here to discuss the safety issues. My husband and I both work evenings and nights. About a year ago, every time I would drive home from work, you know, I'm pulling over, there's people bombing down on their skateboards in the dark without lights. On that video, they showed a lot of people with lights. Oftentimes, they're in the dark. I've come so close to hitting skateboarders many times. Back in January, my youngest child, we were leaving our house to go get in our car. He took a step off of our step and got plowed over by a skateboarder. There was a group of skateboarders. We could hear them coming down the street. It was daylight. It was like 2 in the afternoon. But one of them had entered onto the sidewalk right at the driveway in front of ours and knocked my 3-and-a-half-year-old completely over. I mean, the guy was apologetic, but he could not stop himself. So the gentleman who just testified that these skaters can stop, some of them probably can. I mean, they're athletic. It's fun to watch. That video, it looks fun, right? It looks like it'd be a great thing to do, but it's dangerous. This is a safety issue. We see accidents all the time. My husband and I have gone out many times to help skaters. I really feel like it's a safety issue in our neighborhood. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Hi, welcome.
Thanks. My name is Matt Hennessy. I'm also an Arlington Heights resident. Thanks for having us. Again, I just want to, reiterate the safety and also livability issue. Our neighborhood has essentially become a 24-hour amusement park with no hours, no rules, and no regulations. I've had multiple incidents where I've picked up skateboarders, called for emergency assistance. I've had several confrontations with the foul language right two feet in front of my front door with my three children. And you confront them, and then they will do it all day long, 10 hours a day, dropping foul language as they go by. I've called the police. They don't come. Couple things pertinent. You know, I did do some research on the city website, and the six bullet points of the goals of the city are to ensure a safe and peaceful community. Another bullet point is to improve the quality of life in the neighborhoods and operate and maintain an effective and safe transportation system. I think allowing our neighborhood to be an amusement park goes against three of the six bullet points that are the goals of the city of Portland. I have copies for everybody if anyone wants to see them. They're right on there. Another thing I wanted to hand out to all of you, I wrote you an email a couple weeks ago. I had a failed real estate contract, full price offer on my house, email from the agent saying they were backing out because of the skateboarders. So that goes into the other bullet point of promote economic vitality and opportunity. That was taken away from me in my neighborhood because of the skateboarders. Can I hand this out to you?
Hi, welcome.
Hi. My name's Kathy Gettle, and I'm from the Arlington Heights neighborhood. My neighbor and friend of many years, Donna Holden, has lived in the Arlington Heights neighborhood for 33 years. She's a retired Portland Public School teacher, mother, and grandmother. She's on a planned vacation right now and with her children and grandchildren, so she couldn't be here today, but I felt I needed to be here to represent her and those of us who live in the neighborhood. At the beginning of this month, Donna's life was almost changed forever as she was driving home. A skateboarder was racing down the hill out of control and headed directly at her car as she entered a blind turn at Tishner and Marconi. It's one of the corners that you've seen in the videos. She pulled over as fast as she could. She stopped as fast as possible, covered her eyes, and waited. And the skateboarder crashed into her car. And because she's a very cautious driver, she drives extremely slowly. The skateboarder rolled over her hood after the crash and was not killed. The damage to the car, however, was over $2,300, so you know it was significantly hard. This could have easily been a tragedy. 3 days after that crash, Donna was still shaking, and she asked me how could she ever live knowing that she had killed an 18-year-old. We all live in fear that we will be in the accident where a child is killed. On Monday, the Supreme Court majority ruled that evidence about delayed adolescent brain development has become even stronger. And I quote, "It is increasingly clear that adolescent brains are not yet fully mature in regions and systems related to higher order executive functions such as impulse control, planning ahead, and risk avoidance." The skateboarders make their runs all day and well into the night. They swerve across the lane at high speeds. Some of them don't. They rarely wear helmets or other protective gear or lights. They're not making good decisions while they skateboard down the steep hills and blind curves of Arlington Heights. We need to stop this before more children are...
Over.
It's just 17 seconds.
No, you're over, but please finish up.
Thank you. I just have two more things to say. We need to be the adults here and prohibit the use of the street as Arlington Heights as a deadly thrill ride for kids. Please support the proposed ordinance to ban skateboarding.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Next four.
Are Ryan O'Brien, Robin McGurk, Corey Poole, and Carl Larson, and they'll be followed by J.P. Rowan, Billy Miners, Priscilla Andrus, and Susan Benkowski.
Welcome. Would you like to begin?
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Ryan O'Brien. I've been a public high school teacher, and I'm currently a program developer for youth programs. And I create opportunities for youth to succeed. And right now, you have that opportunity. In the past month, Billy Miners and J.P. Rowan, prominent members of the Portland skate community, have put on two sanctioned races. At these events, a quarter to a third of the participants are under the age of 14. All of these riders were in safety gear and respecting the rules of the road. A large part of the success is that JP and Billy set the tone of safety and respect. Their message creates awareness of how actions of a rider affect both the skate community and the community at large. This is the same message being cultivated through the collaboration between Portland Police Department, Parks and Rec, Department of Transportation, Mr. Miners, and Mr. Rowan. A ban would silence this progress. We have the right message, and we have the right people to deliver this message. And I thank you for allowing the time for this to go into effect.
Thank you. Hi, welcome.
Hey there. My name is Robin McGurk, and I'm also representing a small business, Eastside Longboards. But more importantly, I've been hired as an instructor by Portland Community College to teach a course called Longboarding 101, which is based on safety. And this has been occurring since 2010. Which I've taught over 120 students on how to longboard safely through the streets and particularly downhills, like the Arlington Heights neighborhood. And, I'm just here today to tell you the history. I've been a Portland native and seen skateboarding grow over the years, and especially since 2003 when I started my business, seeing this particular aspect of skateboarding, longboarding, downhills, flourish considerably over the years, and I've been a leader in the community in promoting safety and explaining to people the privilege that we have to skate on these streets using the current city ordinance 2012-205, which requires that we all follow the same laws as bikes and are punishable upon blowing stop signs or going in the wrong lane, etc. So I'm here today to pledge that I will continue my efforts in not only teaching the course by PCC, but also making a presence at this particular neighborhood even more often than I do already, and waiting there on those particular corners and letting these people know that don't know already about the current law and they shouldn't be running those stop signs. So, yes, I just want to tell you that I'm here today to continue to do that, and I pledge my services, and I appreciate the time, the extra 2 months plus that we have to implement the plan that is already in action with Billy and JP, and continue to accommodate their efforts in doing so. So I think that's all I have to say today, and appreciate your time.
Thank you, and I want to point out you were in our meeting yesterday as well, and I appreciate your cooperation and the statements you've made here today. Thanks.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Corey Poole. I'm a proud homeowner in Southeast Portland. I'm a longboarder. I've been a longboarder for more than 10 years. I use my longboard as a practical mode of transportation. To call what I do on a longboard an extreme sport is an offense to extreme sports everywhere. I do not speed on my longboard. I do not violate traffic laws on my longboard. And unless it is by my presence, I do not disrupt my neighbors on my longboard. The language in the proposed ordinance would wrongly deprive me of my right to use public streets in Portland. Since safety is a concern that is being addressed by this ordinance, I wonder if there's ever been a law created to exclude an entire class of vehicle from public roads based on a single recorded event. I know there's a lot of anecdotal events, but they are just that, anecdotal unless they are recorded. Also, how would this law affect change when officers already have the ability to cite and ticket any traffic offenses that this law supposedly would correct? The truth is it will do nothing to stop supposedly illegal activity. If some riders are not deterred by a significant fine for violating traffic laws, they will not be deterred by this ordinance. The riders it will affect will be the law-abiding ones. I'm concerned about the criteria of this ordinance. The ordinance makes the assumption that longboarders are unable to control their vehicles on steep hills, and this is not correct. Longboards are similar to bicycles in maneuverability and ability to stop, if they wish. I believe a speed study would show that most longboarders in the proposed exclusion area are not breaking the posted speed limit. Also, since there is not specific language speaking to the road conditions that justify the exclusion of an otherwise legal use, I do not see how any road in the city of Portland could not use a similar justification to ban longboards or bicycles or any other alternative mode of transportation. I am very happy that you have agreed to extend this to work with the longboard community. I volunteer my services as well.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Hi, welcome.
Hi. My name is Carl Larson, and I represent the Bicycle Transportation Alliance, where I work on our Safe Routes to School programs. In partnership with the City of Portland, I've taught thousands of students bicycle and pedestrian safety, and in schools citywide, I've encouraged walking, biking, skateboarding, scootering, and roller skating as safe, healthy, and fun transportation. So it's from the perspective of an educator and encourager from which I view the issue of dangerous skateboarding in the West Hills. First of all, I'd like to thank you, Commissioner Leonard, for trying to address this serious issue. The current situation, particularly on Southwest Fairview, is terrifying. People skateboarding without lights, running stop signs, riding on the wrong side of the road. We've watched the video. We get the idea. It's unacceptable to feel unsafe on your own neighborhood streets, and the BTA is eager to be a partner in any effort to ensure that our streets are safe places for everyone who uses them. To make that a reality in Arlington Heights, to effectively improve the behavior of people on skateboards, there needs to be a multifaceted effort. Engineering, education, and enforcement offer a wide range of tools. Engineering solutions include signs and traffic calming. Enforcement solutions would consist of enforcing existing laws that govern speed, lights, lane use, etc. Education solutions are the most promising, with a brochure, signs, videos, and the SkateSafe PDX website already in production, thanks to nearly a year of work by local skateboarders, the police, Parks and Rec, and the Bureau of Transportation. The ban being proposed cuts all these potential solutions down to one: enforcement. It places the burden of affecting behavior change entirely on our police bureau and their limited enforcement resources. So by keeping responsible skating legal, Portland will be able to address problematic behavior not just through enforcement, but through engineering and education as well. So I'm grateful to you, Commissioner Leonard, for granting an opportunity to pursue that and for continued support of Safe Routes to School programs.
Yep. Thank you for your comments, and thank you for participating in the meeting yesterday as well. I appreciate it.
Thank you all very much. Thanks, Corey. How many more are there?
About 21 more. The next four are J.P. Rowan, Billy Miners, Priscilla Andrus, Susan Bankowski, and they'll be followed by Sherry Appleby-Lannon, John Otani, Ashley Baldwin, and Darren Alexander.
Would you like to begin, sir?
Yes. Good morning, council members. My name is J.P. Rowan. I am a manager of a local skate shop. I am an event organizer and an advocate for the skateboard community. It is true that the continual growth of the amount of skateboarders that frequent the West Hill route, known as Zubom, this is directly reflective of the fact that the number of skateboarding participants has had an exponential growth over the past few years. Skateboarding is fun, is athletic, is accessible, and because of Portland's progressive mindset, our town is becoming one of the major epicenters for the growing and budding industry. To pass the proposed ordinance would not only be a blow to the growing skate community, it would also come with unexpected consequences. If passed, fines for all participants of skateboarding, inline skating, and scootering will suffer a quadruple increase in fines related to their activity. This means that even neighborhood children would be subject to persecution for recreating out in front of their homes. In fact, a child caught downtown on the sidewalks riding a scooter without a helmet could be subject to over $300 in fines. To assume the attention of all participants skateboarding on the designated roadways are thrill-seeking is clearly prejudice. There are those on the road that choose to use it for a means of thrill-seeking, but these people are using more than just skateboards to accomplish this agenda. Bicyclists, motorcyclists, drivers are all guilty of utilizing these roadways for that purpose. The way that we keep these reckless behaviors in check is not by creating new laws, but instead by enforcing those that already exist. If the desire is to create a safer roadway, then the proposed ordinance will fail at that as well. While many will respect the new laws and choose to find legal roadways to get their downhill fix, the ones that we are most concerned about will see the new legislation as justification to disobey all the laws on the roadway. This will in turn create even more unsafe environment on the road. Thrill seekers will continue to use the roadway, but will now act in a manner to avoid arrest. Additionally, the proposed ordinance undermines the hard work of numerous city departments, the skateboard community, and until recently, the Arlington Heights Neighborhood Association, putting into creating a safety awareness program. The program is 10 months in the making and is just moments away from being put fully into action and has already seen positive results. While a year ago it was unheard that participants riding down Zubom routes would stop at all the stop signs along the way, today it is quite the opposite. This is a direct result of the education initiative put into action by the skateboard community.
So I need you to wrap up.
Paragraph here. The education initiative has been planned over the past 10 months, involves numerous forms of media to get the word out about safe skateboarding. Educational pamphlets have been designed to be handed out at all local skate shops. Signs addressing the safety concerns of the neighborhood have been drafted to be posted at the top and the bottom of the Zubom route. An informational website has been built to provide further details of the safety initiative. Even a comprehensive video has been put together for the purpose of educating participants of the potential dangers of skateboarding unsafely. This is only the beginning of what we have to offer as a resolution to the proposed issue with skateboarding in the Arlington Heights neighborhood. If this ordinance is allowed to pass, all that hard work will have been for nothing. Portland's popularity as a skate-friendly town will decline. The roadways in Arlington Heights community will not become any safer. I beg of you, please vote against this proposed ordinance. Give education a try, and don't let intolerance become a player in how we create laws in Portland, Oregon.
So are you, because of the central role that you've played on this issue, I let you go long.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. Do you, are you in support of Commissioner Leonard's approach outlined today?
I do appreciate the fact that we've been given more time.
Are you going to participate?
100% have been from day one. I would like to think that it may take more time than that just to fully see the results and the fruits of our hard work, but I appreciate at least the opportunity to put our efforts into action.
And Mayor, if I may just comment on Mr. Owen's statement, you talked about the effect on kids on scooters on downtown sidewalks, and I think it is particularly important. My frustration with cyclists and skateboarders on downtown sidewalks has been well publicized. I want to make sure that whatever is done in this ordinance doesn't impose draconian measures on, such as you suggested, the kid without a helmet on downtown sidewalk. But it is a holistic thing, and I think to all folks, the fact skateboarding on downtown sidewalks is already illegal, and yet we still have the problem. So I think that's something to consider by this group, and I appreciate everyone's willingness to work on it because we don't have enough police to enforce all of our laws on anything. So we do rely on our citizens to respect each other and share public spaces. So I appreciate your work on this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Billy Miners, and I would like to defer my testimony until September 5th. But I would like to say I think the neighbors have very valid concerns, and I share many of the same fears they have. The last thing I want to see is somebody get hurt on these roads or worse, and I would like to continue my work with the city and the neighborhood and reach a solution that we're both happy with.
Thank you very much again. Hi, welcome.
Hi, my name is Susan Bankowski. I'm an Arlington Heights resident. I've lived there for 7 years. I'm also a public health professional, so I believe in public health education very much and support any effort to do so, but I also do support the ban, and I think together, education and the ban may advance things. And right now we're looking at the rights of the boarders versus the rights of the residents and safety of all involved. I unfortunately learned how dangerous this behavior is this past November. In the afternoon, I was driving up the hill with my son, and we were coming up Fairview to our home on Canterbury Lane, and my car was stuck head-on by a skateboarder. I was hit just after I rounded the second large curve on Fairview. It's a blind curve, so I can't see who's coming down, and certainly this skateboarder can't see who's coming around. He had swung way out into my lane to make the curve. He was going very fast because it's at the bottom of a very steep pitch. And it is impossible. I've watched people round that curve a number of times. I believe the next person lives on the curve. It's truly impossible to make that turn without coming wide. I know some very good athletes probably can. The majority of people who come around that curve don't do it. So I do believe in education, but I don't know that commuters and boarders can traverse the streets at the same time. I'm going to have to be convinced as a resident. I had little time to react. I hit my brakes. The boarder hit me head on. He was severely injured. He is lucky to be alive. When I got out of the car, I suspected the worst. Many boarders go up over the hood. He went under my car. One thing noticeable when I got to him was that his headphones, which were playing very loudly, were laying next to him. A lot of boarders have headphones on, and one of the ways you detect people coming is that you can hear what's coming. And so he certainly was making no effort to avoid being safe. He's made a claim against my insurance to pay for his injuries. I had $5,000 worth of damage to my car. I had my child in the car at the time and luckily didn't have him come out and see what had occurred. He stayed in the car and there were many witnesses. The police came. He wasn't cited. He left in an ambulance. His bills have been sent to my house. It's been very traumatic for our family. The accident, what I think is missed also is that many other people could have been injured. We could have tried to swerve and avoid him and hit a telephone post. I could have hit the woman walking her dog who was next to me. He could have come up over and come through our windshield and injured myself and my child. And we were lucky that this didn't occur. So I don't want anyone else to have to go through this. The person that this happened to recently, I was traumatized for weeks after this occurred at the thought that someone could have been killed during a collision with my car. So I'm eager to work with skateboarders and have more education as a resident. I would support that as a public health professional. I'd be involved, but I do think that there are times when perhaps we shouldn't all be on the streets at the same time, and not everyone can skate as well as I think some of my friends up here. Thank you,
Mayor Adams.
Thanks for your testimony.
I have an excused absence to represent the council at an event with Governor Kitzhaber, but I do have staff watching the proceedings, and I will. Parks has committed to participate in the ongoing discussions with the various parties. So thank you.
Tell the governor hello for us. Hi, welcome.
Thank you for the opportunity for public dialogue on this issue. My name is Priscilla Andres, and I live at the blind curve right before you go around it on the steepest part of Fairview. And I've lived in the neighborhood about 10 years. I actually, when I very first moved in, I thought it was all clean fun, no big deal, just young people having fun. But over time, I have come to dread the sound of skateboard wheels going down my street. You know, for me, it's not anecdotal because I have had several people crash into my home. They have destroyed personal property that we have out front. They have damaged our car. Now, those are replaceable. I mean, we have insurance. But as someone observed earlier, a human life is not replaceable. I have personally driven a young man to the hospital because he had no insurance for an ambulance. I left him my phone number so that I could drive him home afterwards. About a month later, his mother called me and said he had had a concussion, and she was very grateful that I had extended him that courtesy. This is not about green commuting. This is not about responsible skateboarding. If it was, you would not have the plethora of stories that you're hearing today in this room. I understand the desire for the thrill, and I'm sympathetic. There has to be another way. Let us not make death the ultimate education. Thank you.
Thanks for your testimony. Thank you all. Appreciate it. How many people who have signed up have something to say that has not already been said? Given the schedule we have today, I need to winnow it down, I think. So if you have something, that please come forward. I see gentlemen have two gentlemen here. Go ahead, a young lady. Sir, in the come forward. Oh, again, I'll get to you in a minute. You were here first. Oh, well then, ma'am, would you come forward? Do you have something that hasn't been said yet? Okay. And I have one more seat up here, sir. Would you like that? I appreciate you working with us. You can also submit testimony and encourage you to submit testimony via email. And the email address for council is?
They can send that to me, Carla, K-A-R-L-A, dot Moore, M-O-O-R-E, dash Love, L-O-V-E, at portlandoregon.gov.
That's on the website. So those of you that don't have an opportunity to testify but signed up, we can take your testimony via email. Hi, would you like to begin?
Sure. My name is Sherry Appleby Lannon. I'm a resident of Arlington Heights. I also have to turn in and out every day at the most dangerous blind corner. There's five on Fairview that are absolute 90-degree blind. I have worked for the last 15 years in the outdoor industry, representing anybody who makes, skateboards, all the equipment, you know, Nike, Columbia, Outdoor Research, all of those people. And I can tell you a big aspect of what we do is to educate people. I feel that as a driver and a citizen, I have certain rights. I have to operate within the wiggle room of those rights. I'm not allowed to drive on the opposite side of the road on a sidewalk. I'm not allowed to hit people. I've had my car keyed by the skateboarders from the top of Fairview just below the Arboretum down there because I wouldn't get off the road going to an emergency room because my daughter had been hit by a skateboard. They keyed my car and wouldn't move. I've had this happen numerous times. They swear they're abusive. I'm not allowed to do that. There's laws against things like that. And whatever solution that is, coalesced between all the different interests, I think it has to be in the interest of safety. If you put a law or an ordinance in, it has to be for the good of everybody. And right now, it's just really dangerous. One of the groups mentioned that the number of incidents are diminishing, and they really honestly aren't. I mean, everybody's spoken to the number of people who don't wear headgear, lights. They come down on those boards, and truly somebody is going to be killed. Nobody wants to live with that.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Hi, welcome.
My name is Mike Timothy. I'm a resident of Arlington Heights, and I concur with everything that's been said, for the Arlington Heights Neighborhood Association, but in the interest of time, I'm going to just cut to the new stuff. One of the aspects I want to talk about is just kind of equality of law and also the technicalities of the law. I remember there was a campaign with single-speed bikes that they had to add a brake. Now, how come that doesn't apply to skateboarding if skateboarding is considered a vehicle transportation equal to a bike? Secondly, in regards to equality law, I've seen little stings set up at the corner of Fairview and Kingston to catch the California stop, which is just rolling, slowing down, but rolling through a stop sign. I don't see the equal amount proportion of enforcement of the law in regards to how many cars actually break it and just slowing down versus the skateboarders that blatantly go through that intersection. So I feel there's a disproportionate enforcement of the law in regards to autos in our neighborhood as opposed to the skateboarders that blatantly go through there and celebrate it. Thirdly, a while back when I first moved into the neighborhood, there was a big crime issue. And I was working with the police, their neighborhood officer, and one of the things that he was looking to do was to mitigate the problem. And it's not directly related to the skateboarding. I just want to clarify that. But there was a tangible thing in regards to the Sioux Bombers, in regards to livability in the neighborhood, in regards to noise. And one of the recommendations by the police force was to shut down or not allow the MAX station to open after 10. Now, the law, as far as I know, that was made apparent to me by the police force was that it is illegal to step off of that elevator at 10 p.m. because technically you are in the park. Now, in terms of a livability, for me in the neighborhood, there's a lot of noise that comes, after 10 o'clock with the skateboarders and the hooting and hollering and the skateboard noise, but they're not allowed to step off of that MAX elevator after 10.
So we'll have the interim process sort of take a look at that. Appreciate your testimony.
So
your time's up.
Oh, sorry.
Last thought.
I think it's clearly an issue, and I'm just wondering, how much, if nothing is done in this meeting, then how much worse does it have to get before something is done?
Well, one thing we have, I think, three more after you, is that right? Three more is the city council definitely puts a lot of weight and credibility in the stakeholder participation. And so one thing I just wanted to underscore as we get near the end of this, discussing this issue, is encouraging everyone. And we, and I'll make sure that PBOT does a better job of helping Commissioner Leonard's efforts on this to facilitate things. But we want everyone to engage, and we want everyone to be as creative in the problem solving on all sides as possible. And I think that's part of what you're saying, as well as to look at all aspects of it. So I appreciate that. Hi,
my name's Timothy Denny. Good morning. I'm a resident over on the east side, and I roller skate with the local derby teams. I don't believe the ordinance ban, is really going to make an effective solution to this problem. I don't argue with anybody here. This is a giant safety concern, but I don't think the ban is going to do anything. We already have laws on the books that should be able to be used to take care of this problem, and unfortunately, law enforcement is very, busy, and this might not be one of their highest priorities. I think a good analogy to this is residential zones with cars going too fast. You can enforce that all you want, but as soon as you stop enforcing it, nobody's going to follow the law anymore, and so the city will install speed bumps. There's got to be something we can do, cobblestones, maybe some metal grates, something to slow people down, maybe make sure they don't blast through intersections at full speeds. But allow those that want to legally skate and legally follow the law to be able to do so without being in trouble. That's all I have to say. Thanks.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Hi.
My name is Darren Alexander, Mayor, Commissioners. I find it prescient that you started the meeting talking about the Cascade Aid Project and the death of a child. AIDS is a public health emergency that is very hard to deal with. This is potentially a public health problem in the future. It's going to lead to a death. And I feel that you all need to act urgently before we open another meeting recognizing the death of a skateboarder. I'm an emergency physician. I've worked in Portland for 11 years. I don't need to bore you with the countless injuries that I've seen in my own neighborhood that I personally treated on the sidewalk or later seen in the emergency department. You've heard all that. You've seen the video. You know. A lot of the skaters are talking about health promotion and youth activity. There are better ways to do that in Oregon. There are myriad opportunities for exercise and health. And this is a risk-benefit analysis that we deal with often in medicine. The risks of this sport currently in our neighborhood greatly outweigh any benefit to health.
I
can't emphasize enough the exponential nature of the problem. The number of skaters is exponentially increasing, and their dangerous behavior is following that. This is not a problem that's getting better. There are not more people stopping at the stop sign at Fairview Kingston. My concern about allowing education to be a part of this process is that you're going to be dealing with a death before that education ever reaches the minds of these very young, impulsive, thrill-seeking skaters. I want my kids to participate in exciting sports as they grew up in Oregon. There's better ways to do it than on the hills of the West Hills. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you all very much. All right, our last panel, a couple over here. Come forward. All right, this will be the last oral testimony that we'll take today. Sir, would you like to begin?
Okay, thank you. My name is Ben Schoenberg. I'm a homeowner and business owner on the east side. But I have an interest in this topic for several reasons. One is that my business used to be a next-door neighbor of Rip City Skate, managed by J.P. Rowe, and I'm familiar with him and Billy Miners. And we had, I can tell you, negotiating or trying to get cooperation was not an easy thing. They built a skate park on the other side of our wall without permits, without doing things properly. And when I found out about it, I questioned them. They said, well, we'll take care of the noise. We'll be thoughtful. It was not the case. We had the thumping, the noise, the insulation blowing in, I could go on. The harassment that we felt at the hands of them and their friends eventually meant that our business had to move, and now Rip City Skate occupies the space we were in. I don't believe that they're operating in good faith necessarily, because if they were speaking for longboarders as a group or skateboarders as a whole, I think you would see much more effect over the last year. It's been going on for a year that the neighborhood association has tried to talk with them. You've heard the expression herding cats. I'm sure that the reason you've seen testimony from people against the ban today have been a number of business owners. They have a business interest in longboarding continuing. You don't see a large number of skateboarders here, in my opinion, because it is mostly an anarchic group. Yet there is this pattern, and I think it's City Council's job to see these patterns and figure out the safest way to proceed when there is no particular group to latch on to. A good analogy would be anti-cruising ordinances downtown. Sure, it's legal to drive downtown, but if you circle the block endlessly, that goes against the law. And there's a reason for that, even though we all feel free to drive. And so I appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for your testimony. Hi, welcome.
Hi there. My name's Yvette Beaumont. I share a small business with Ben that deals with alternative mode of transportation. I'm actually here to support the measure today. And to me, it's about safety and the grade of the hills being used as a racetrack. We'll know a little bit about the group that is protesting this. Routinely, the group led by J.P. Rowan and Billy Miners, when they get in trouble, they claim to want to lead the community to be safe. Yet they hold illegal races, build illegal skate parks. Reaction to people talking about this has been the bullying of the people who speak out against their illegal activities. This includes graffiti, harassment, threatening to burn down competitor businesses, and smearing of feces on business walls. JP has done one good thing for us. He forced us to learn about the various bureaus and a thorough civics lesson. But I'm telling you now, you're being sold a bill of responsibility by the very people who are breaking the law. Thank you.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, my name is Becky Nguyen, and I'm a resident in the Arlington Heights neighborhood. And I can add many stories of very close calls with skateboarders, and I feel lucky that I have not hit one yet, or one has not hit me. On my way home every day, I'm always on the alert for it. And my greatest fear right now is for my
16-year-old daughter who's just learning to drive, and she does not have the instincts that I do as an experienced driver. And my greatest fear is that she'll have a collision with a skateboarder because we live around a blind hairpin turn on Rutland Terrace that is a favorite alternate route to the Fairview one, and there's no way to see them coming. And I'm worried about that. I've also had many close run-ins as a pedestrian as well in the neighborhood.
So. Thank you. Sir.
Hello, Council. My name is David Terry. I'm a bicycle advocate. And I would just like to say that my heart goes out to everyone in the Neighborhood Association who's had something happen like this. It's horrible. It's sad. But on that same token, I'm not a skater, and I'd like to keep it real for all of you guys. A ban will not work. I have some experience in these things. You're dealing with a very rebellious-natured individual groups, and the skaters here are the nicest skaters you'll ever meet. A ban positively will not work. Think of all of the times when you were a child and the city told you not to do something. You're going to do it. If you think you're safe, the ban will not change your mind. The police will not change your mind. The only thing we can do is educate, put the proper signage so the people going up and the people going down can have a clue of what's about to happen, and the education to go with that. And I just want to keep it real for everybody in the Neighborhood Association. Please understand that a ban won't work. Prohibition will not work. It doesn't solve anything. These kids will not listen to it for 1 minute. The guys in this room that are the responsible longboarders will, and they will make an effort to do whatever the city wants. But thousands of kids and young adults are going to say, no, we don't care. And I just want to be real with you guys. If you guys go ahead and do this, it won't matter to them one bit. And if the neighborhood really wants to control it, you have to do signage and education. And all these really sad stories are very sad, and I wish we could do something about it, but a ban will not do it. Prohibition never works. And I'd just like to leave you guys with one thought, that prohibition goes beyond the bounds of reason, and that it attempts to control a man's appetite by legislation and makes crimes out of things that are not crimes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you all very much. Appreciate it, Commissioner Leonard.
Let me just close by saying that if your comments notwithstanding,
you can also return to your seat.
If there's not an agreement by September 5th, we will vote on a ban.
I understand.
And I'm not. Okay, this is not a discussion, but I'm telling you that I'm focused, as I think the police bureau will be, if we ban it, to not criminalize people, but to make sure nobody gets hurt or killed. That's the point. Having said that, I want to thank Mayor Adams for convening the meeting yesterday that he did. He is the one that brought the parties together, including myself, where we could have this discussion and we could get to the place where we could agree, let's give this process 2 more months and see what happens. And I look forward to everybody working together cooperatively, particularly with the direction Mayor Adams has given. We'll see where we're at on September 5th at 9:30.
Thank you, Commissioner Leonard. I appreciate all the effort and the genuine concern that you have about this issue. One thing I want to underscore as police commissioner is you asked for additional enforcement of the existing rules, and that will be provided.
Thank you.
So, folks, the dangerous activity cannot continue. It is difficult for us to enforce for a variety of reasons. One is we also have a war between some gang sets, and we have too many people getting shot and killed in the city with illegal use of guns, and this detracts from that. So I really need everyone in these next 2 months to not only focus on solutions, but individually and otherwise to act in the most responsible way and to set an example for others to follow and to engage in common sense self-policing while we put some resources devoted to this law enforcement as well. Thanks. So it's continued to
September 5th at 9:30.
September 5th at 9:30. Thank you. All right. We will now consider, unless there are objections, the item pulled by TriMet from the consent agenda, item 764. Can you please read the title?
Revised transportation fees, rates, and charges for fiscal year 2012-2013.
No, they pulled it, so they're the first to talk. Yeah. So this item was pulled from the consent agenda by TriMet. So who's here from TriMet to speak to why you pulled it from the consent agenda? Chair of the TriMet Board of Directors, Warner. Hi.
I don't see our general manager, but we'll get this started here.
Go ahead and begin.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. Pleasure to see you again.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much. As you heard, I'm the Bruce Warner, president of the